Okay, so we're doing today, and I guess tomorrow. This is on? Is it working? Okay. So, yeah, okay, so you have Haftorah. And what is Haftorah, and what are the halachic implications of Haftorah? So it's all basically, there's a Gemara in Megillah and Chav Gimel. So where did it come from altogether? So what's really interesting is that it's not clear. I mean, we're gonna go with one explanation, but it's not like there are arguments. There are different opinions about what happened historically. How did Haftorah get instituted? It's not even clear when it got instituted. Okay, but the one we're gonna go with is the Bach brings down. The Gemara doesn't discuss it. The Gemara just kind of takes it as a given that there is such a phenomenon as Haftorah. The Rambam talks about it. I mean, it's clearly that the thing exists, but why do we do it? Where does it come from? What's the point of it? That's not clear. Okay, so, the sugya doesn't really matter so much of why it exists. The question is, given that it does exist, we're going to have to study its properties and its halakhic implications. Okay, but it's good for us to know in the background, at least an explanation of where it came from. So the Bach brings down is that he says that what happened is, and this is, I think, of the most prevalent explanations. But he says there was once a time where they set up some decree against the Jews that they didn't let the Jews read from the Torah. I think they even say it's Antiochus, who was the guy who made the decree. He didn't let the Jews read the Torah, but for whatever reason, he let them read Navi. Okay, it's a funny decree, but or either that, or he let them, or I'm not sure. Either he let them read Torah and didn't learn Torah, let them read Navi, or Navi's easier to like hide because the Torah is a big Torah scroll. You know, you're gonna be able to see the Torah in general, but Navi kind of like, you know, looks like any other books. Remember, older books used to be like little scrolls or whatever. So, Navi is like a smaller thing, but the Torah, I guess you could tell the Torah. I don't know, whatever it is, but somehow the decree was they didn't let them read from the Torah, so now you can be able to lane. So they set up, instead of laning, so you'll read from the Navi, and the Navi is kind of like a spin-off of the Torah, or an expansion on the Torah from the Nevi'im. It's not part of the Torah, it's Moshe, but it's part of Tanakh, right? It's Nach. It's the words of the Navi from Hashem. So instead of, so we always read, and every half Torah is related to the Parsha of the week. Related in some way or other, it's related to the Sedra of the week. You have to look for it, but there is a relationship between the Parsha and the Parsha of Shavua and the Haftorah which you're reading. So they set up that, look, we can't do laning, but at the very least, let us set up this thing called Haftorah. And he says Haftorah parallels the Torah, the laning. He says, why? Because first of all, he says there's the basic halakha of 21 psukim in Haftorah. Okay, you'll see it's not always true, but 21 psukim of Torah, because it's keneged the seven aliyahs, and laning there's seven aliyahs, on Shabbos, let's say, seven aliyahs, and each aliyah, you have three psukim, so seven times three is 21. So the laning minimally has 21 psukim. So the Haftorah minimally has 21 psukim. Okay, so the Haftorah reflects thereby the Kriyas HaTorah, yes. Well, that's a good question. And why do you do a compromise altogether?
Like, if you can't do it, you can't do it.
That's true. Okay, so what do you think about that? That's a good question. So Jonah says, look, we can't do it. So what are you going to do? It's a tough break. Can't do it, so let's forget about it. Let it slide. So what do you think? Can anyone explain why they would be misakin something else? Okay, that could be. You mean like you're gonna happen is it's a temporary decree, but we know this is gonna be forever. Now let's say 100 years under Antiochus' rule, no Kriyas Torah, then all of a sudden no one's gonna even know Kriyas Torah is. But here you set something up which is 21 psukim. You say, why 21 psukim? Oh, because this is keneged Kriyas Torah, which is 7 times 3 and whatever. And so you could maintain the institution of Kriyas Torah and as you know through the Haftorah, which is its replacement. Right, and then, even when we did get back the Kriyas Torah, apparently they were in Mevatalit. Apparently it was a good takana, and why they're Mevatalit is a good question. Maybe there will be a time later in the future where it's going to happen again. So like Haftorah is, whatever, they kept it intact. Or whatever, you don't always be Mevatalit. Look, there is Kriyas Nevi'im is also good anyways, there's ideas in the Navi. So once they set up as takana, they basically never uprooted it. Okay, so that basically lasted as takana. Okay, so and then that's, so it used to be, though, when it was first set up, it would seem that they only read Haftorah. Okay, but now that we have Kriyas Torah also, so we do Haftorah, Kriyas Torah and Haftorah. Okay, they also say, another thing they say is, just give me one second, they say that there are seven, they say there are seven brachas on the Haftarah. Okay, is that true? Seven brachas on the Haftarah? Anyone in Balkorah think it's come up with seven brachas on the Haftarah? So, when you read the Haftarah, how many brachas are there before? Remember my bar mitzvah? The brachas before one. One bracha before, and how many after?
Six.
You'd think so, but there aren't.
Isn't there one big one?
Well, there are four. There's one big one, there's four altogether. Yeah, you can look at it, there are four. One before and four after, so that adds up 1 + 4. Avi, your math guy, right?
Yeah.
1 + 4 is 5. So, you're short? How many are you short?
Two.
Two. So where do you get the other two from? The maftir, exactly. The maftir, the guy who does the maftir, the guy who does haftorah, the same guy who does the maftir, and you make two brachas on the maftir, right? The before the maftir and after the maftir. So they say that got seven. That's the bachas. I don't know where his source for that is. Maybe I think the bachas is from the Vudaram, which I didn't check what he says. But whatever, whatever it is. The point is that the haftorah is set up to reflect the kineged, the kriyas haTorah. Okay, that's the punchline. Okay, fine. And primarily through the 21 psukim, it seems. 21 psukim is in the Gemara already. Okay, so now the question is what happens? So nowadays, though, you don't just have the Haftorah, you have the Torah also. Okay, and this is the background. Now that you have Kriyas HaTorah and you have the Haftorah, now we have to see how things work, and that's how Gemara comes in. By the way, a different shot I saw they bring down, another reason why they bring down is why the Haftorah was set up, is because there were certain sects which denied, it was held that Torah was only Torah's Moshe, Chamisha Chamisha Torah. And they denied the veracity of Nach. So they set up the Haftorah to show that Nach is also part of the Kizvei Kodesh. I think they bring in the Rosh Hashanah Rafal Hirsch said that. I saw, last night I did a Wikipedia search, and I saw it has now different theories, you know. But they basically say there's no, you know. But I saw in the Encyclopedia Talmudet also it brings down. I think maybe that also comes. In Encyclopedia Talmudet it brings down a lot of different sources. I think they mentioned that one also. So, I mean, there are different theories. But for our purposes, let's just go assume the story, the theory about the Shema, the persecution. Okay, fine. So now our Gemara comes in and it wants to know. So you have a halacha on Shabbos. Shabbos you have seven aliyahs. Okay, you have to have seven aliyahs. Different days, depending on the Kedushas Hayom, on the levels of the Kedushas Hayom, you have different amounts of aliyahs, right? So on Shabbos you have seven, Yom Kippur you have six, Yom Tov you have five, Rosh Chodesh you have four, regular days you have three. Okay? So the saying is you have to have at least seven aliyahs on Shabbos. Okay. So by the way, could you add more than seven? On Shabbos, yes. Okay? Yom Tov is a question. Okay, Yom Tov is a question. But what about during the week? Could you add more than three? No. Okay, during the week you only have three. I think they say because it'll be a tirchot. A tirchot the tzibur, be let to go to work or whatever. So you're not allowed to add on more.
Oh, I thought because then you're just...
You can make it into the other things. I know, but there they say is, even those who say you can't change, you can change the Yom Tov, then you wouldn't be able to add on Yom Tov either.
Right.
But I think they say some sides you could add on Yom Tov for Shabbos. I mean, at least there are those who say you could add on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but not on a Chol. Okay, well, Shabbos makes sense for sure. But we'll get it. It will become relevant in a second. Okay, so let's the question now is the Gemara says, Yiboy Elohu. This is on Chof Kimel and Al 7 lines from the bottom. Maftir Mahu Shiyala Leminyan Shiva. Could the Maftir count as one of your seven? Right? Could the Maftir count as one of your seven? Could you do six plus the Maftir, which will give you seven, because you have to have seven? Or do you say, no, first you need seven Olim, and then after the seven, you have the Maftir? Well, that's what we do, right? We have seven plus the Maftir. But the question is that necessary? So the Gemara says, Rehuna v'Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. So it's Machlokes Rehuna and Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Chad Amar Ola v'chad Amar Ein Ola. Okay, one says it does work, one says it doesn't. Okay, one says it counts, one says it doesn't count. Manda Amar Ola, the one who says it does, Dehakari. Because bottom line is, you read it. Why not? Seven, he had seven Olam, seven, seven. Why shouldn't he count? What's wrong? He was all the Torah and he had seven. And the one who says that it doesn't count, right? Doesn't count as part of the seven. Kid de Ula. Okay, it's like Ula. The Amar Ula Maha Maftir Benavi Tsarach Shayikar Betorah Tchila. So what does that mean? Maha Maftir Benavi Tsarach Shayikar Betorah Tchila. What's he asking? And I'll translate, but you tell me what it means. Why is it that one who maftus nafti in the Navi has to read from the Torah first? What does it mean? What does it mean? What's pshat? He's like, what Ula is saying is, why is it that the one who reads from the Torah has to read from, who reads from the Navi has to read from the Torah first? Right, so what does he mean though? Well, just pshat, what's he describing? Why, what do you mean the guy who reads from the Maftir, who reads the Haftorah has to read from the Torah first? Maftir itself? Oh, you mean, okay, good. In other words, the guy who gets the Haftorah also gets Maftir, right? The same guy. Right, you can't have a different guy getting Maftir and the Haftorah. Okay? The guy who gets the Haftorah can't just get up there and do the Haftorah. He has to first read from the Torah. So why does that have to happen? Mimnei Kavod Torah. Okay? The reason why it has to happen is because of Kavod Torah. Okay? So what does that mean, Rashi? So what's Kavod Torah mean to do with that? He says, Shelo Yehe Kavod Torah V'Kavod Navi Shava. Okay? Because you don't want to have the Kavod of the Torah and the Kavod of the Navi being equal. Okay, what does that mean?
Well, because one came from the other.
Okay, so, but how is true? So you mean Torah is greater, more covered than the Navi, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how, so therefore what? So therefore that, how does that explain why the guy should read from the Torah first? Like, what would be the problem if you didn't have, like, what's this pshat here? I'm just saying pshat. What would happen if you didn't have the Torah guy getting Maftir? What would be, well, why is that not Kavod Torah? And how does it solve the problem by having him do the Maftir first?
Is there a difference between saying the guy who's going to do Haftorah should do Maftir Leo and the guy who gets the Maftir Leo should do Haftorah?
That's a good question. I don't know, maybe they're different. Maybe a little different. We have to get into that. But, I mean, for the time being, pshat-wise, they're the same thing, right?
Right.
But it may be conceptually different. It's a good question you're asking. We'll talk about that in a second. But will either of those help you? Just pshat. I mean, just asking a pshat question. Like, what? I understand, Kavod Torah, you don't want to make it look like Torah and Navi are equal. That makes sense, right? Torah is Torah and Navi is an expansion, right? But how is that explaining, just pshat, how is that explaining why it is that the guy who does have Torah should read from the Torah? What does that have anything to do with it? What's the Sheikhas? It doesn't seem to be related altogether. Yeah, Jonas says that if you would have had it, that you one guy lanes, does the Maftir, fine, and then another guy comes up and does the Haftorah, it's like, oh, they're two separate things. There's the institution of reading from the Torah, the institution of reading from the Navi, they're two different things, and they're equal, whatever, there's no, right, I mean, one's first, one's second, but they're just two totally separate things. But the fact that the guy first reads from the Torah and then reads from the Maftir, from the Haftorah, that kind of indicates there's like some sort of, and we have to explain this a little better, but it indicates, yeah, that there's like some sort of a primacy or whatever. He starts off with the Torah and then, only then, like you can't just do the Maftorah. It's linked in because the Navi comes after the Torah. But otherwise you'd think it looks like two totally separate things which are just equal institutions. I think we have to explain a little bit more how it works, but why is first better? But I think first it just shows that it's like that's, you're starting with that. First is better because it's like this is the primary thing. The primary thing is he reads the Torah, and then after he does that, he'll like continue the Torah or something with an Avi. But we have to explain it a little more. But just on a pshat, I mean, I think it's important before we get as far as just to get at least the basic idea of what pshat is and to know what has to be defined, but let's just pshat here. So pshat is that the whole institution of him reading the Maftir is in order so that you don't have this problem that it looks like Navi and Torah are equal. So therefore you have you make sure that the guy reads the Torah first. And so what? So since that's the case, the Gemara continues, V'kivan d'mishim kavod Torah. So since the whole Maftir is only there because kavod Torah, l'minyan lo salik. It's not going to count to the count of seven. Okay, now this is all his argument of Rav Acha, or one of their arguments of why you can't count it. Because the Maftir really is only coming for this practical purposes, so that, you know, really you wouldn't have had Maftir. Maftir is only coming because you don't want the Haftorah to look like it's equal to the Torah, so therefore you have to throw in the Maftir. But you're not going to count that as one of the Leos. Which the other guy says, no, look, I don't care about Malazi, you're reading 7. 7, 7, why can't he count? Right? That's the pshat here. Okay, that's a pshat here. So the question is, what's the svara? What's the svara about whether he should or should not count? Okay, that's what we have to figure out here. So you have the, basically, so you have the seven olam, according to the side who says it doesn't count, right? So you have the seven guys who get the aliyah. That's it. Then, in theory, you'd have the maftir, but the only thing is, you have the haftorah, but you have to add in a little bit more. But so that add-on is really somehow like a separate thing. It's because of kavod haTorah, so that can't count. This part of your shiva olam can't count part of your seven, because seven is the seven. This is a separate thing. That's a good question. So according to the one who says it, well, the one who says it does count, then you have seven. You really would count as part of your seven, right?
Oh,
you have six, and then a maftir is the seventh. Maftir will be the seventh.
Then what about the one who says it doesn't count?
Oh, yeah. So he has seven plus maftir, like us, right? We have seven plus maftir, but the maftir doesn't count. Yeah, we have eight. We really do have eight, but we don't count it. We don't call it shvi. We don't call it maftir shmini. We just, right? We have your seven, and then that's the whole point. It doesn't count. In fact, that's what they say is, that's why you have a kaddish in between. The kaddish shows it's a separate thing. It's not really part of the count. Right? That's what we do. We have maftir in between. According to, you'll see. How do we hold, by the way? Do we hold it counts or doesn't count? So you think this is an easy question. Why am I asking this question right now? But, so answer. We hold.
Doesn't count.
It doesn't count, right?
Shiva and then
maftir, right? So let me ask you, what about, let's say, on the Taina Sibor? And you see where we have Haftarah Mincha, right? So how many aliyahs do you have?
Three.
You have three aliyahs, and the last guy is the Maftir. And the Haftarah, right? Because you have the Haftarah, but where's the Maftir? The third aliyah was the Maftir. So you see, it does count. At least, right? On the Tanya Sibor account, so how does that work out? What do we hold? Do you hold the counts, or do you hold the doesn't count? So they explain this, I think it's Tosus explains it, that the reason why the way it works is that, because it's a contradiction. He says, but really we hold that it does count. And the proof is, you see on Tinus, you only do three, right? How would it work? Otherwise you don't have the right amount of leos on a Tinus. So apparently you hold that it does count. But we're Choshesh on Shabbos, we're Choshesh for the Shita. There are positions who hold that it doesn't count, so we add it in. So why wouldn't we be choshesh for the shita on a regular on Taina Sibor?
Can't add
aliyahs. Exactly. Is that on a Taina Sibor? There's three aliyahs. You're not allowed to add a fourth aliyah. So since we hold intrinsically mikra din that it counts, so it counts. And you do three aliyahs, and that's fine. You do the maftir together with the third aliyah. That's what we hold. But on Shabbos, we could have done that also. But no one has a problem with adding aliyahs. You'll always do eight aliyahs. You'll do nine aliyahs. Do as many as you want. So therefore, we say. So therefore we paskin that basically you do seven and then you take a break and then you do the maftir. So even if it counts, big deal. So you had eight. Who cares? Big deal, you could have eight. Okay, so that's the way they explain the psak. Okay, which is interesting. It's interesting the principle in psak. It's like, yeah, you could paskin like a shita, but if you could look, there is another shita in the Gemara. It's not clear that that's other shita is garbage. It's just not like it's nothing. It's just it's a position. So if we could accomplish them both. So on a regular day, we accomplish them both. If you really need seven, if the halacha is that he doesn't count, if he counts, then fine. So he counts. So he had eight aliyahs. And if he doesn't count, so you have seven separate ones, and then you have the eighth. But again, on Tainasi, we can't do that because you're not allowed more than three. So therefore, you're stuck. You can only have three. So therefore we're basically holding is that he'll count as part of the three. But according to Shito who held that he doesn't count, you really are you're missing. You would have needed a fourth. You'd have had to have three plus the maftir. But we don't hold that way. I'm just mentioning the psak on this side point. But the bottom line is for our purposes, let's get back to the issue, is what's the svara to say that it should count or to say that it shouldn't count? Right, that's ultimately our question. Why would you say it does? Why would you say it doesn't? Okay. Well, it's always good in the methodology is just what makes more sense. What would you, just for starters, I mean, well, what side here is understandable and which side is the side that we have to explain? I would agree with the Jonah was saying, maybe conferring or not, but the simple, again, simpler. I'm not saying there's nothing to explain, but the simpler way, I'm not saying you think is right, but just simpler is that it counts. Because it counts. Yeah, the halacha is you have to have seven olim on Shabbos. And you had seven olam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maftir, he made brachas, he leaned from the Torah, and like Avi mentioned, is but we're repeating the same stuff. So I think they say, according to the side who says it would count, it wouldn't be the same stuff, you'd leave over some of the parsha. But anyways, in laning, just because you're repeating doesn't mean it can't be a separate aliyah. Like in Chanukah, sometimes we read the same aliyah. On Sukkot, you read the same thing again. That doesn't matter. It's a new reading, and you read in Sukkot. So the fact that you're reading again doesn't have anything to do with counting or not. It's repetition. So on the surface, look, the halacha is you have to have seven olams. You had seven olam. Why do you need eight? The halacha is you need only seven. So why do you need seven plus maftir? Seven. Right? So I think you have to explain more. Okay, so it's coming because of Kavod HaTorah. So fine. So that's why it's coming. But bottom line is, now you have seven. So why can't it double? I mean, why is the fact that it's coming because of Kavod HaTorah prevent it from being able to count as one of your aliyahs? Right? That I think is the question. So even though there's some sort of intuitive sense of the thing, but you have to explain that. That needs an explanation. And as she's asking altogether, it's not clear how this works to solve Kavod HaTorah. Because if you're saying is you don't want to imply that Torah and Navi are on equal level, so how does it help by reading Torah before? So still, see, then you have Torah and then you have Navi. Like, what's the solution altogether? How do you get rid of the problem? If you want to not show they're equal, then just don't do them both. But once you're doing them both, like, what's the whole sense of how is it Kavod HaTorah anyways? Right? That has to be explained a little more. Okay, I think that's true. I mean, I think that's what Jonah's saying is true. Is that if the guy just gets up, Mr. whatever, Maftir guy, he just gets up and he just starts doing the Haftorah. So then it's like, that's all you have to say? You just get up and do Navi? Well, you know, what about the Torah? You don't care about the Torah, you just start off with Navi? But the fact that he's really the Haftorah guy, but before he does the Haftorah, he's, oh, hold on, before I do anything, I gotta read from the Torah. Torah is the real thing. I can't pass up the Torah. The Torah is already hungry from the Torah. And then I'll do the Navi. So I'll show that even though I'm reading from the Navi, I first express that the real thing, the real deal is the Torah, and then I do the Navi. So it's like, that's how it's, right? That's the cover of the Torah. Okay, good. So if you say that, so should it count or should it not count? What is that?
That's not answering that.
I know, it's not answering that. I'm just saying so. But I think given that that's true, that's the right way to think about it. What is the cover altogether? Like, if we understand the cover, then we can't possibly see whether it counts. But now that if we understand it that way, so then what would you say? Now let's think through. So should it count or should it not count? So let me help you with ask you a directed question here. Would it work, if Jonah's right, that's the cover of the Torah, right? So would it work if you had him counting? In other words, if you had seven aliyahs, you have seven aliyahs, the seventh guy is Mr. Moskowitz, okay? No, not related. Okay? Mr. Moskowitz, he gets seventh aliyah, and then he reads Haftorah. Okay? So would it work to imply, like, to solve this Kavod HaTorah problem? Or would it not? But I think, I like the way Hal's saying it. I think he's saying good, is that that the idea is that the whole idea of the maftir is that the guy is really called up for the Haftorah. And he's really, that's his job, to lay in the Navi. But, well, hold on, you're just going to lay in the Navi? You're not going to lay in the Torah? Oh, well, start off with an aliyah. Start off by reading the Torah. And the whole idea is, like, it's an aliyah whose whole purpose is to show that before I lay in the Navi, I'm going to lay in the Torah. Right, so that's the Kavod HaTorah. The Kavod HaTorah is the demonstration that before I read for the Navi, I got to read the Torah. Right? That's what gives Kavod to the Torah. If you don't show that, then it lacks in the Kavod HaTorah. So if he's the Shvi'i guy, he's not a Shvi'i, that doesn't show it. He was Shvi'i. So you're not showing, or it's fine, so you had Shvi'i, and then a guy just reads Haftorah, and it looks like Haftorah is a separate institution. Right? And there's, he read Shvi. But his reading Shvi wasn't because of this, it wasn't because of Kavod HaTorah, he was reading Shvi because he happened to be the guy who got Shvi. What shows this thing is that you have an aliyah whose sole purpose is, the whole kriya is for the purpose of showing that we can't just start off with the Haftorah. So that's what does the Kavod. What does the Kavod is that it's clear that you're doing a laning to show that before I read from the Haftorah, I have to read the Torah. If you just had Shvi, seven aliyahs and then the Haftorah, so it would be, you have two institutions. You have the Kriyas Torah as one institution, you had Shiva Olam, good. Now you have another institution, Kriya of the Haftorah. Now it's the last same guy who got Shvi is the same guy who got the Haftorah. So what? But the two separate institutions, one of them is the Kriyas HaTorah, one of them is the Kriyas of the Navi. Two separate institutions, so now a person's going to think they're equal.
Yeah, but that would be that if that were the case, then you could do it either way you want.
What do you mean either way?
The fact that you have to deal with doing the Torah first. And then
Well, that's like that has to be an order. I mean, the order doesn't mean.
If it's just two, you can do which five.
Well, if you're gonna say order, well, if you're gonna say that, then if you're gonna say that the order is what does the Kavod HaTorah, that's not what they were saying. They were saying is the idea of Maftir is what's doing Kavod HaTorah. So apparently, just because you have one first and one second, you could just say they're two equal things. But I always had to flip a coin, so Torah is the one that's going first. But it doesn't show that. It doesn't show that the Torah is primary. What shows that it's primary is that you're adding in before the guy whose job it is to read the Haftorah can't just read the Haftorah. Before you read it from the Haftorah, you gotta first read the Torah. So that shows it's an extraneous Aliyah whose sole purpose is because I can't do the Haftorah without first reading the Torah. But once the purpose of the Aliyah was because that was my Shvi'i, then that doesn't do anything anymore. Because that was Shvi. That wasn't the sole purpose. That was just Shvi. That was part of Kriyas HaTorah. And now all of a sudden I start a new institution called HaTorah. Now they're two equal institutions. So the way in which you show the Gavod is by having an Aliyah who has no purpose other than the Maftir. Right? That's and therefore it can't be counted. Exactly. It's not for the Torah. We take it from the Torah. In other words, if you want the Shvi to count as your Maftir, so then that's the Shvi. So now you don't have seven Aliyahs really. Because that's not really the Kriyas Torah. That's the Aliyah, which is showing that the Haftorah guy has to... Exactly, that's another way of looking at it. That's an Aliyah, which if he would be the Shvi'i guy, that Aliyah would be showing that the Haftorah guy needs a Maftir. But that's not part of the seven. So I had six regular Kriyas Torah guys. Then I have a guy who's showing a Kavod HaTorah reading. It's a leaning, which is not for the purpose of Kriyas Torah. It's part of the Haftorah. It's really like part of the Haftorah. That's the way to look at it. Like the Maftir is part of the... You group them together. The Maftir is part of the... The beginning of the Haftorah is his reading from the Torah. And his showing that I have to read from the Torah first. But it's part of the Haftorah, so that can't count as part of your seven. Kriyas HaTorah is its own institution. That needs seven in its own right. Seven Kriyas Torah. Okay, done with that, you're finished. Now Maftir. Now the Haftorah. Haftorah, before he does that, he better read an Aliyah. So that's... But that has to be separate. They can't mix and match. How do you mix and match these two things? If the fact that it would happen, if you counted the seventh guy as the guy who gets the Aliyah, he gets the guy who gets the Haftorah, you'd say that's just accidental. So he had seven Aliyahs, and since he's up there, so why not let him do the Haftorah? But it wouldn't be showing that the only way he's allowed to do the Haftorah is if he reads the Torah first. But the idea is that you're worried about that it looks like they're instead that they're equal institutions. And the way you get around that is by having a reading whose whole purpose is to show that before I read from the Navi, I have to read from the Torah. So it's not just that I did read, it's I have to show that. That's the Kavod. The Kavod is, before I read from the Navi, I read from the Torah. And that has to be manifest. If it's not manifest, no one's going to know it, and it's not going to function. You know what I mean? So that's what he holds, is that you have to, it can't count. It can't count.
So what if you have like three people reading? Like you have the first...
So if this is good. Okay, we're good? So if this is correct, so the question is now, what's the question? Well, what do we have to explain now?
The other side.
Right, it's the other side, because the other side holds that it could count. Right, it could count. So what's his counter? Like, what does he say to the contrary? He just says, look, you read seven. That's the pshat. But the question is, yeah, but what does he do about this problem? This is a problem. If the whole idea is Kavod HaTorah, so what Kavod HaTorah is it going to be if it looks like it's really just an Aliyah? Isn't the whole idea of the Kavod HaTorah that you're putting in a separate Aliyah? You know, separate reading for the to show that that this is before I do Navi, I have to do the Torah. Again, what we're saying is that maybe it's a different idea, but it's that if you say the last guy, the last Aliyah, the last guy who's in the Torah has to be the guy who does the Maftir, it has to be the guy who does the Haftorah. You can't get somebody else. It shows you that the Haftorah is really like an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah. Right, that it's not a two separate things. Like we have an example again. I say the guy hits the ball. Make sure the guy who hits the baseball runs around the bases. Don't get somebody else. So that indicates that the running around the bases is an extension. Is part of the hitting. You hit it and you run around. You can't have two separate guys. They're related. So similarly, if you have the Kriyas HaTorah, and then you have a new guy coming up for the Haftorah, two separate things. But if you say, make sure that the last guy who reads has to be the guy who does Haftorah, you can't get somebody else, make sure he's the last guy who reads. So you imply that the Haftorah emerges out of the reading, and the Haftorah is like the conclusion, an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah. So it shows it's not a separate institution. But it's really one, it's like one institution that the Torah leads into the Haftorah. Then they're not equal. Then you show that you're making sure that the Haftorah emerges out of the Torah. Right? So there, that's Kavod Torah. That's Kavod, because now they're not... The problem is if it looks like they're two totally separate things, because then the two are separate institutions on equal level. But if you say that you got to make sure the last guy who reads in the Torah is the guy who reads the Haftorah, you thereby show the Haftorah is an extension of the Torah, and that show that that's the Kavod Torah. Now, if you look at it that way, could that be the seventh guy? If you look at it that way, do you have to have 7 plus 1, or could it even just be 7? So then, it doesn't have to be an additional guy. You don't need an extra aliyah called Maftir. The idea is that the guy who gets the last aliyah, how many aliyahs? There are 7. That's all you need, 7. Just make sure the last one is the one who does the Haftorah. So now, why shouldn't he count as one of the 7? The Hakari, you had 7 guys. So just telling you a separate thing, Kavod Torah, is that you make sure that the last of the 7 is the guy who does the Haftorah. So we're doing that. So why shouldn't he count? That's what he says. Like, oh, you read 7 aliyahs. Well, you need another guy? What's the why? You need another guy, and then he'll read the Haftorah? Let the 7th guy read the Haftorah. Right? So if you say the Kavod, so the question is like, how's the Kavod Torah being accomplished? Okay? Is it pshat that really... See, there's kind of two ways here. This is a good way. Let's look at it just to summarize the thing. Okay? So let's go a little back. There used to be this such a thing. Originally, it was only in Sushin Gokriya Sotara. Then came along the Greeks or whoever it is, whatever, and then there became the institution of Haftorah. And there was only Haftorah, right? Then we went back, we reintroduced Kriyas HaTorah. Now when you reintroduce Kriyas HaTorah, you have a problem. Because now it's going to look like, they didn't knock out the Haftorah, so now it's going to look like you have two parallel institutions. Now there's two ways you could get around this problem, two different ways. You could say, yeah, there are two separate institutions, Kriyas HaTorah and Haftorah. But we demonstrate that the Kriyas Haftorah is secondary to the Torah by making sure that the Haftorah guy starts off by reading up a thing in the Torah. By having a separate special reading in the Torah, this is the first way, separate special reading in Torah totally for the purpose of demonstrating that the Haftorah is dependent on the Kriyas HaTorah. It's secondary. So they're two separate institutions, but as your intro to the Haftorah is a separate aliyah called Maftir. Okay, then it has to be separate. There's two separate institutions. 7 aliyahs is one institution, that's Kriyas Torah. Then there's Haftorah. But the Haftorah has to begin with a separate aliyah. Then it can't be part of your 7. It has to be, they're separate. They're two totally separate institutions. That's one way. If you look at their two institutions. But the other way, the other sheet to hold, that no, what the Chazal did for Kavod HaTorah is, they said, no, they're not two separate institutions. They changed that. They set it up that the Haftorah is really an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah. That's the way they made their Kavod HaTorah. See, if they're two separate things, you got to do something to show that the Haftorah is secondary. But the better way, or another way to do it, is to merge them into one institution where the Haftorah is like an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah by making sure that the last Ola is the guy who does the Haftorah. And this shows that they're basically, the Haftorah is an extension institute. It's not a separate equal institution, it has to follow up. It is an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah. So that, then you just have 7 and you have the last guy. You don't have to set up a separate aliyah. I mean, but the chiddush of that second way is that they're taking these two institutions and merging them into one. You could say, is look, Torah was an institution that always existed. Then they instituted Haftorah, the two separate things. So you want to show the kavod, so set up a separate aliyah to show it, but you can't take them and make them into one thing. So that's the machlokas. Did they make it into one institution, in which case you just have 7 plus the Haftorah, the last, make sure it's the last guy? What you say is that since they're two separate institutions, so then you have to have a separate aliyah which shows that the institution of Haftorah is secondary to the Kriyas HaTorah. The nafkamina between the two ways, I mean, again, I'm hoping you all get to see the two different svaras, but the difference is, a very big practical difference, is could it be the 7th guy who does the Haftorah, or do you need an 8th guy? Okay, do you need a 7? The way we do it is 7 plus you have an 8th aliyah. See, because if you say that it's, I'm doing the second one first. If you say that you have your Kriyas HaTorah and an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah is the Haftorah, so then you just have 7, then the last guy reads the Haftorah. No problem. You don't need an additional thing. Why do you need an additional thing? But if you say that really they're two separate things, there's Kriyas HaTorah has 7 aliyahs, period. We're closed. We're done with that. Now comes along Haftorah. Oh, Haftorah? make sure the Haftorah guy reads a separate Aliyah before he does the Haftorah to show that the Haftorah starts with Kriyas Torah. Then you need a separate Aliyah called Maftir, and that's the way we do, you know, on Shabbos. So then you're going to need 8 Aliyahs altogether. You know what I mean? So that's an Afkamina, you know, practically, whether you need that 8th Aliyah. According to the second guy, the one who says that it counts, is the way you're showing that they're not equal is that the fact that you're demanding that the Haftorah is read by the last Torah guy, you show that the Haftorah is like an extension of the Torah.
No, so I'm saying the other guy.
Oh, the other guy. The other guy says, who says that you have 7, then you stop, then you have the Haftorah. But the Haftorah guy has to start off by reading a separate Aliyah. Now that's what shows the kavod. What shows that they're not equal is that really we're up to the Haftorah. We finished laning. We did a Kaddish. Laning is over. We're ready for Haftorah. Now, well, Haftorah guy has to, before he even reads the Haftorah, he has to read the Torah. Why are you doing that? Oh, because you want to show that you can't just read the Navi. You have to first read the Torah. So that's what it demonstrates. What it demonstrates is that the Haftorah guy, whose real job is to read the Navi, he has to start with the Torah. That's, and in fact, it's actually good that the 7 brachas, remember we counted the brachas of the Maftir count as part of the 7? Because he's the guy, that's really part of the Haftorah. It's like the intro of the Haftorah. The way you show cover the Torah and they're not equal is that the Navi has to have an intro of the Torah. So when it has to have an intro, it shows that that's really the most important thing. So the intro shows before we do anything. It's like, so to speak, it's like, you know, before you have these like things, you do the national anthem or something, you know? We show that everything we do here is founded on the national anthem, you know? So it's like the intro shows, that sets the platform. So you want to do Navi? Fine, do Navi. But before you do it, do the intro of the Torah. So it shows that the Navi only exists on the platform of the you know? So that's if you say there's separate institutions, then the Navi has to begin with the Torah. Okay, and that's that separate aliyah called the Maftir. But if they're one, if you merge them, then the Navi is an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah, then it's automatically showing that the Torah is the main thing, and then the Navi is an extension of it. Good? Let me ask you a question. Here's a very interesting thing. Is that according to the way that it's separate, so you have a Kaddish, right? So what is a Kaddish? The Kaddish shows that 2 separate institutions. Kriyas HaTorah is over. Maftir is not part of Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is over, 7, Kaddish, is like a break. Then you have, we're up to Haftorah, and the Maftir is part of the Haftorah. So it kind of shows, even though the Maftir is from the Torah, Maftir is not part of laning. Maftir is part of the Haftorah. Separate it off. You have the break of the Kaddish, which kind of separates the Maftir is part of the Haftorah, and then before you have the 7. According to the other side, should you have a Kaddish? According to the other side, the side who holds that the 7 and the last Aliyah and the Haftorah is like an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah. It emerges from the Kriyas HaTorah as an extension. Should you have a Kaddish in between the 7 and the Haftorah? No, you shouldn't. Although you shouldn't. You specifically shouldn't, because it's really one extension, right? Do we have a Kaddish on a Mincha, at a Tainus Sibor, when we lay in at Mincha? Do you have, and we have the Haftorah, do you have after Shlishi, do you have, because that's when we go like that Shita, right? So do we have a Kaddish in between the laning and the Haftorah? We don't. No. We don't. We have it after laning on Shabbos, but when we have the Shlishi, is the Maftir, we don't have it. And that's because, for this very reason, because then we're going like the Shita, which we really hold like Mikra Din, that really it's part of, it's an extension. So you don't want to break them up, on the contrary, you don't want to have a break. So you go straight into there. Pay attention next time in Tainus Sibor. I'm pretty sure. I looked around in some Siddurim. I don't think we have one.
No, the only stuff we have is the Hagbog Lila.
Yeah, right. That's just covered in the Torah that we have to put away the Torah. Right. You don't read the Navi when the Torah is sitting there. But we don't have like a break. Like Kaddish is like a break. You don't want to have a break. The break comes after the Haftorah, after you put away the Torah, before Shemana Esrei, before the Tefillah. But that's a different thing. It's not a break. You don't put in a break. You know what I mean? So it's good the way we do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. So maybe let me read the next Gemara, because this is what we're gonna do tomorrow. I'll show you the next problem that we have to work on. Okay, so because this is you'll see you'll ask the Gemara's problem. Okay, you'll see you'll give the Gemara's answer. Let's say so the Gemara says Mesve. It's asking Akasha on the side who holds that you don't count him, but you have 7 plus the Maftir. Okay, Mesve. It says Hamafter Benavi Lo Yipchos Me Esrim VeEchad Psukim Keneged Shiva Shekaru BeTorah. So this we know this, that the Maftir, the Haftorah, has to have at least 21 psukim. Why 21?
7 times 3, right? Because there are 7 aliyahs times 3 psukim each. Vim Isa, and if you're going to tell me that you have to have 7 plus the maftir, esrim verba havyan, there should be 24. Because you have 7 plus, is that plus the maftir is 8. So it should be 8 times 3, it should be 24. So why is it only 21? So the Gemara is trying to prove, so Elamai must be that you only have 7. You don't have a separate maftir. It must be you have 7, and then you go right into the haftarah. Because you see, the halacha says 21 psukim. But if you would tell me that you have to do 7 plus the maftir, so then it turns out you have 8 aliyahs. 8 times 3 should be 24, but that's not the halacha. Everyone knows it's only 21. It doesn't change to back then when they only read haftarah, there was only 21. But now that you're doing haftarah and the maftir, so that should be 24. So, right, so that's an attempted proof to show that we don't do a separate maftir. Right? So what would you say to that? Is that a good question? Conceptually, if you're telling me Kriyas HaTorah is 7, you finish your 7 olam, then you have a separate guy, maftir, Maftir and Haftorah. So now it turns out how many aliyahs do you have altogether?
That's an aliyah.
That's the problem, right? But it turns out, the Gemara is saying, it turns out you have 7 plus a 8th. So it should be 8 is 8 times 3, it should be 24. But as she says excellently, is that 8th guy isn't a separate aliyah. He's not part of the 7. That's the whole point. You have 7. The Kriyas HaTorah is really only 7. 7 times 3 is 21. Why should you be adding in an extra 3 psukim for that 8th guy? That 8th guy isn't really an 8th guy. The whole point is he only has 7 on Shabbos. He's really just part of the Haftorah. So what kind of question is that you should have 24? Why should you have 24? Now the problem is that's the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers, Kivan the Mishum Kavod Torah, since the whole 8th guy is only for the purpose of Kavod Torah, Kenegdo Nami Loboy. So you don't need the 3 psukim Kenegdo him. Right? Which is a perfect answer. The problem is, what was the question? Right, what was the question? What was the whole question? Because that seems to be obvious. That his whole point of saying you need 7 plus the maftir is the maftir can't count as part of the minyan. So your minyan is only 7. So the Kriyas HaTorah itself is only 7. Definitely, that's all smarter. 7 Kriyas HaTorah is 7. 7 times 3 is 21. So now what you're saying is, but if you're going to tell me you need maftir, you have to have connected him. No, you don't have to have connected him. The whole thing of the haftorah is connected to Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah is only 21. So the fact that you have 3 more psukim from the maftir, that shouldn't count. So the question is, what's the Havmina and what's the Maskana? Why? What was the question? And once you understand the question, what's the answer? So it must be that the Havmina and Maskana are looking at the requirement of 21 in two different ways. Okay, that's one thing. Next thing the Gemara is going to say is, we hold, if you think about it, are Haftorahs 21 psukim? Are they all 21 psukim? They're not. A lot of them are shorter. So the reason why they say is, because you'll see in our Gemara, but because once it stops, if you finish an Inyan, you finish a topic, you could stop early. But the question is, but then you don't have 21. Doesn't reflect it anymore, so it's a little bit of a problem. How does that work? And then you'll see the further Gemara is about Tirgum. So basically, what I need to do for tomorrow is think about, you know, I define this Havmina Maskana and then
only,
go further in the Gemara. What?
Would that only be because it's the ending of the parsha? So if you finish the ending, you really did the ending of the
parsha. Oh, okay, good, maybe. Let's talk about tomorrow, but I hear what you're saying. Okay? So let's so basically try to finish, if you prepare, try to finish till the Mishnah. And if you want, you can click, there's a Ran. The Ran explains it on the last part of the Gemara about Tirgum. There's the Ran. The Ran, it's a small little Ran in the back. He explains how it works. Okay, so maybe good if they're here. You know, it's going to take some prep for tomorrow. It would be helpful if you prepare before.